This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Claudia Golden, an American professor at Harvard University, has won the 2023 Nobel Economics Prize. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences announced today the Nobel Memorial Prize in Economic Sciences 2023, officially known as the Sveriges Riksbank Prize in Economic Sciences, has been awarded to Claudia Golden for having advanced our understanding of women's labor market outcomes. The assembly elections in Mizoram, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan and Telangana will be held between the 7th to the 30th of next month, while the counting for all five states will take place on 3rd December. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for these five states. In Mizoram, the polling will be held on 7th November and the notification will be issued on the 13th of this month. Chhattisgarh will go to poll in two phases on the 7th and 17th of November and notification will be issued on the 13th of this month for the first phase, on the 21st of this month for the second phase. In Madhya Pradesh, the voting will take place on 17th November and notification will be issued on 21st October, while Rajasthan will go to polls on 23rd November, for which notification will be issued on the 30th of October. The voting for the Telangana Assembly will be held on the 30th of November, while notification will be issued on the 3rd of November. Briefing media, New Delhi Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said polls in these five states hold a unique significance as they serve as the final assembly elections before the grand stage of general elections in 2024. The Election Commission has also announced by-election to one assembly constituency in Nagaland to be held on the 7th of November, the 43 Tapi Assembly Constituency ST and Mon District fell vacant after the demise of sitting MLA Nok Wang Nao on the 28th of August this year. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will contest from his sitting Budhni Assembly seat, while State Minister Narottam Mishra will be the party candidate from Dathia constituency in the upcoming State Assembly polls. BJP today released another list of 57 candidates for the upcoming election in Madhya Pradesh. Party leader Gopal Bhargava has been fielded from Rehli seat, Vishwas Sarang from Narela and Tulsi Ram Silawat from Sanwer Assembly seat. The party also released its first list of 41 candidates for the Rajasthan Assembly polls, figuring 7 MPs. Rajavardhan Singh Rathore to contest from Jotwara, Dia Kumari from Vidya Dharnagar, Baba Balaknath from Tijara, Hans Raj Meena from Sapotra and Kirodi Lal Meena will contest from Savai Madhopur seat. Former Chhattisgarh Chief Minister Raman Singh will fight from Rajnandgaon Assembly seat, while Union Minister Renuka Singh will be the BJP candidate from Bharatpur Sonhat seat. State BJP Chief Arun Sao will fight from Lormi, and Party MP Gomti Sai has been fielded from Patalgaon Assembly constituency. The party has declared another list of 64 candidates for the upcoming elections in Chhattisgarh. The National Crisis Management Committee, NCMC, under chairmanship of Cabinet Secretary Rajiv Gauba, today reviewed the situation in Sikkim. During the meeting, the Chief Secretary of Sikkim informed that road connectivity has been established in most of the areas. He further informed that as a result of improvement in weather conditions, it has become possible to start evacuation and airlifting of stranded people. 80 people have been evacuated this morning. The Chief Secretary also briefed the committee that 28 relief camps have been established and more than 6,800 people have taken shelter in them. He said all essential supplies, including food items, medicines and LPG, are being supplied in affected areas. Hockey India today announced a 20-member Indian junior men's team for the Sultan of Johor Cup to be held from the 27th of this month to the 4th of next month in Malaysia. Uttam Singh was appointed captain, while Rajinder Singh will serve as his deputy. The 11th edition of the tournament will feature 8 teams. In ICC Men's ODI World Cup Cricket, New Zealand were 238 for 3 in 40 overs against the Netherlands at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad when reports last came in. Earlier, the Netherlands won the toss and opted to bowl first. And with that, we end this news bulletin.